咁嚟到下一个议程啦，议程十一。议程十一咧就系去水景海港景区行动计划2017嘅中期报告。咁请参阅文件 IDC 111/2017号。欢迎出席讲解文件嘉宾系有香港警务处水景海港景区指挥官薛力敦先生，请嘉宾介绍文件。
Thank you, Chairman. The report is as tabled. It's an overview of what the district has had or done over the last 6 months in line with the district action plan. This covers frontline issues such as violent crime, dangerous drugs, quick cash crime, more details of which are included in my report for the District Fight Crime Committee. It also covers the more strategic aspects of terrorism, something that we look at very, very carefully given the strategic and critical infrastructure that we have within the district. On the crime side, thankfully, things are very, very much in our favour. There was the case of the burglaries on Lama. Here again, we cooperated with units outside the district and came up with a very, very positive conclusion with the arrest of two of the suspects. So overall, the crime side, we are managing it very carefully. The detection rate is on a par with, if not above, the force average for that. It is the district action plan, but we need and we ask for the cooperation of not only other government departments, the district council, the district office, but also other organisations which are involved with the police force, such as the JPC and the SPC. We heard from the DC Lantau and also the district office the JPC's positive involvement with the clean-up operation in Tai O. The JPC is heavily involved, or they assist us with various things on Cheung Chau and on the other outlying islands. So for the first 6 months of the year, it's been very constructive. Thank you, everybody, for all the effort that you put in to make it easier for us. If you have any questions about the report or anything in specific, please feel free to raise it with me at any time. Thank you.
好啊，唔該曬啊，指揮官。咁睇下委員有冇咩其他問題？你嘅真言過嚟。
多謝主席，多謝警方啊。在離島裏面呢罪案率長期都保住得到最低的那個個案的。咁我在這裡呢就想了解一下那個其中這個第四頁啊，打擊搵快錢罪案那裡呢，這裡講到最第一段的最尾就是個詐騙案分別在網上購物和樓宇買賣的騙案。我想了解一下樓宇買賣的騙案呢就很少聽到的，那是否在哪個區有，即是跟哪個區有關呢？那另一個呢就是不好意思等一下，那另外一個打擊非法入境呢就期間也是逮捕了16個非法入境者的，咁呢個又係地點係喺邊度可以逮捕到嘅呢？咁再加上呢就係嗰個海洋保護嗰度呢，咁就係警方又好好嘅同自然護理處聯手咁樣去捉一啲違例嘅捕魚啊，包括用炸藥啊、用毒物質啊同埋電力嗰個捕魚方式。過去是有的，咁近期好像就少了，是不是現在仍然又再復甦啊，還是出現了什麼呢？咁樣，咁還是一半都有是沒有停過的，不過就不多，所以沒有提到這個呢，咁我想了解多一點。
好啊，
唔該。
石志輝官可以補充啊？郭平先講埋先。
唔該主席。我都好欣賞呢就水警呢能夠支持海洋環境嘅保護嘅。咁佢裏面報告提及呢，佢話喺今年上半年呢就進行咗46次反非法捕魚行動啦，當中22次同埋漁護處呢合作聯署行動嘅。咁嗰46次係咪完全呢冇發現呢任何非法嘅捕魚活動啦，例如呢內地漁船呢進入本港捕魚嘅。另外呢就我有一個即係 提問呢，其實以前都提出嘅，特別係休漁期呢，同埋其後嘅時間，即係8月15號至到9月初，可唔可以呢加強喺大嶼南呢，由呢個廣東灣去到呢個長沙水對出嘅海域呢，喺晚上呢進行加強嘅巡邏。原因呢，我就收到啲資料同埋我自己都發覺得到嘅，就係、是、喺特別喺8月15號之後至9月初呢，長沙對出海面呢有大量一啲漁船呢進行呢就捕捉嗰啲墨魚。咁本港其實都唔會有成，嘩，我就睇佢呢差唔多好似大笪地咁樣呢，起碼有50至到真係60艘嘅漁船呢就進行呢喺度啦捉啲墨魚嘅。咁如果係如果係國內啲船嚟到我哋香港咁樣去掠奪性咁樣去捕捉嘅話呢，對我哋嘅海洋生態呢破壞性好大。我希望水警留意呢方面啦，唔該主席。
好啊，咁睇下薛志輝君係啊爭收好意。
多謝主席。我想同翻薛敦 Sir 講呢，就近期我哋平洲呢就有啲警察調動啦。咁平洲已經係一個即係警察人手少嘅地方啦，就一個沙箭加三個伙計咁樣。咁近期呢就有即係有一隊嘅伙計呢，就係、是、一次過就調咗兩個人走。咁所以因為佢哋已經喺平洲一段時間啦，咁講起嘅地方咩發生嘅時間，佢哋係會好清楚好快脆去得到嘅地方。咁而家你同一隊嘅突然之間調咗兩個同事走，又調咗兩個新同事嚟呢，咁變咗有啲咩發生嘅時間呢，佢哋都即係唔可以迅速到大現場啦，亦都冇咁理解平洲嘅居民嘅民生啦，同埋即係嗰個習性啦。咁所以我希望呢，如果佢哋以後將來調人走嘅時間呢，可唔可以慢慢一個一個即係一個一個調走，唔好同一時間調走兩個，因為係居民呢都同我反映返呢樣嘢，話兩個船一齊調走喎。咁如果有咩發生我哋點算呢？唔該曬主席。
好啊，希望薛指揮官回應下好嗎？唔該曬。
Okay, thank you very much for all your questions. Regarding the deception cases online, thankfully the cases have been relatively small in terms of the financial losses of the person involved. It's been telephone deception or online based on mooncake coupons, concert tickets, and buying babies' clothes. Those are the kind of cases that we're dealing with. Thankfully, we haven't had any of the major deception cases involving mainland officials or Hong Kong officials. So it's people being taken advantage of because of their, use the term, gullibility, their willingness to accept at face value what somebody says, and also, to an extent, it may be greed involved because the price is too good. It's good or too good. So people will take advantage of others in that respect, as we've seen in the newspapers. Those are the kind of cases that we've had. Regarding the illegal immigrants, 16, yes, they've been classed as illegal immigrants. They are actually mainland people operating on dual-registered fishing vessels coming in to take advantage of the cheap diesel that can be bought in Hong Kong. The fishing vessels are retrofitted with a large size of fuel tanks or multiple fuel tanks, some of them more than 50-75% of the ship's weight would be in addition with fuel. So normally you may have 5,000 litre fuel tank, they've now got 50,000 litres. So they come in, they buy the cheap fuel, take it out to the mainland and resell it at the profit. So the 16 that we got were involved with this kind of case. So they're coming in, they've got no legitimate reason to be in Hong Kong, they've only got mainland ID, they may have fishing gear on board the vessel, but there's no fish products. And they're coming in solely to make money with fuel smuggling back out to the mainland. The joint operations with AFCD, we did step them up during the moratorium period. This is also in answer to the other question. We had launchers out specifically patrolling along the southern boundary, and this came up in a meeting that I had with the regional commander this morning to continue the patrols along the southern boundary. The problem that we have is that the vessels will operate very, very close to the boundary of the administration. And as soon as they see a police launch approaching, they'll go outside the boundary back into mainland waters, which makes it incredibly difficult for us to make an arrest to try and stop the vessel, because they will have the, if they're trawling, they'll have their booms out. And getting on board these vessels, if they got their booms out, we need to use the rigid inflatable craft, which may or may not be available dependent on the circumstances. We have had pre-planned operations, and we have successfully stopped one of these vessels, even though it initially refused to stop, and we had to deploy what is known as the VAS, the vessel arrest system, which tangles the propeller and stops the vessel dead in the water, in which case then we can board the vessel safely. So we have taken up, we have done a large number of the operations on our own, in the evening, at night time. Normally the operations with AFCD are run between midnight and 0600 hours, which is at the time that we find most of the mainland vessels are coming in. The squid fishing, I'd have to check with AFCD, because squid fishing, as far as I know, is not covered by the moratorium. It's specifically trawling. So if they are squid fishing, they're not doing anything illegal. Some of them may be mainlanders, some of them may be tours that can be arranged within Hong Kong, where people hire the vessel, go out with some friends, catch the squid and then cook them on board the vessel. With regards to the Peng Chau case with the rotation of officers, I will certainly bear that in mind. We have a biannual rotation exercise for officers who have spent more than the set period of time in any one specific post. But I will take heed of the comments raised and make sure that in future we try and rotate officers so it's only one officer at a time, particularly with the limited manpower that we have on at Peng Chau. I hope that answers your questions.
補充一樣嘢，唔該主席。
我想問翻啊，薛東燕啊，即係指揮官咧，就嗱，雖然話嗱，水警就一出現，佢哋就非法即係入境嘅漁船咧，就返翻去國內啦。我想問啊，水警有冇定期咧同嗰個廣東省漁政廳咧，即係舉行會議嘅？如果有嘅話，可唔可以將我哋議員咧，即係憂慮嘅問題咧，向漁政廳嗰邊反映咧，由嗰邊去監管翻佢哋咧，唔好就即係好似冇掩雞籠咁樣入我哋香港境咧去非法捕鱼嘅，唔该主席。
我相信呢、這个由渔农处嗰方面嚟反映就比较好啲，适合啲。即系我哋都可以反映下渔农处方面，应该警方应该渔农处方面处理啊嘛。系你嘅真系咪仲有啲？
系主席唔该。就响就第四页嗰个咧，楼宇买卖骗案嗰度，我想了解一下咧。呢度系未答我嘅。為什麼呢？樓宇買賣不是一些小的數目，所以我比較關注的，而且過去好像都不存在這個問題，都是新的問題，我想了解多一點。
是看看薛警司那裡還有沒有樓宇買賣那裡可不可能再補充多一點。
Yes, the property transaction case was a single one. It involved a couple that were looking to remortgage. And somebody contacted them saying that we can offer you a very good deal on remortgaging it. So that was the case that happened. It was a one-off. There have been other cases around the territory along similar lines. But thankfully, it was the only one that we've had in the district.
Okay. 謝謝